time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. Before we jump into our interview for today, we really love to set the tone and the atmosphere with some live music. This is True Worship. This is from my CD, which is also entitled True Worship. So sit back and enjoy. Welcome back, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. Our show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can go to loveministriesbuilds.org, get all of the great information about Love Ministries. We are just finishing our summer programming, and we're getting ready to get back into fall. We have a lot of things coming up. I promise if you go there, you will not be disappointed. Go to loveministriesbuilds.org, see how you can plug in with us. And today for our interview, I am so excited. We are welcoming Susan Burns Long. So Susan, welcome Susan. Let's say that first. Welcome Susan.
Thank you so much for having me. This is going to be fun.
This is going to be so much fun. I'm so excited. So Susan has a podcast which she shares stories of everyday extraordinary women. And Susan is also a wife, a mom, a book lover. And I have been, so I know Susan from church. And I will say that her podcast is called How She Got There, which I love that. how she got there. So I've known Susan from church for a couple of years, and I've just been looking at her Instagram and following her, and I reached out to her, and I was like, you have got to be on our radio show. I love what you're doing. I absolutely love it, Susan. So I'm so glad that you're here, and I just want you to give us your testimony, your background. She's like, where do I begin? So go ahead and scoot up to your mic and just let it out. Let it out, girl.
Oh, my. Where do we begin? Yes, I am the host of How She Got Here, Conversations with Everyday Extraordinary Women. Mm-hmm. And it started probably a little over, well, depending on when this airs.
Okay.
It launched in March of 2018.
Okay.
But it really kind of came to fruition about sometime in 2016. My son was 18 months old,
mm-hmm.
and I had taken some time off work, but was getting to the point where I was ready to go back. I loved being at home with my son, but I figured out that I was going to be one of those moms that if I stayed home with him constantly, I would smother him,
mm-hmm.
and it would just not be good for either one of us.
Mm-hmm.
I would be that mom.
Mm-hmm.
So I needed something, and he needed me to have something
okay.
for myself.
Yeah.
But to backtrack a little bit, I will go into that. We did struggle getting pregnant, and mm-hmm. we went through an infertility treatments, however you want to define that, for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what that's like,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know. I just always like to mention that because I know somebody out there needs to hear
right.
that they're not alone in that.
Right, right.
So anyway, all of that happened, and I really took some time to figure out what was important to me.
Mm-hmm. And I like that you're saying, you know, you took some time to figure out what, you know, what's important to you, and you recognize that you wanted something. Like, you know, sometimes we allow our lives to be wrapped up in wife and mom, and those two things are so important to all of us, to everybody who wants to be a wife and a mom, and the Lord blesses you with that opportunity. Yes, it's important, but your heart and your life shouldn't be thrown down the tube because you were blessed with, you know, with something that everybody doesn't have the opportunity to call themselves wife and mom. So we're extremely thankful. But I love that you were like, okay, I really need to take some time and to think through this and to say, I think it's going to be healthy for me if I have something and I'm using my gifts and I'm using my creativity in a certain way. Is that kind of what you
yeah.
were thinking through?
Yeah. So I really took about, first of all, I had the privilege to be able to do this, right?
Yes.
Let's be real.
Yes.
There are women out there who don't
yes.
have this type of privilege.
Yes.
But I was thankful enough to have the privilege to take about 6 months and really, really think about what was important to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I already said it, but I attended an all-women's college. So a lot of things that I thought had already been taken care of in the world,
mm-hmm.
it really wasn't going back out into the world after taking some, or into the work world,
mm-hmm.
taking some time off, I realized that wasn't exactly the case.
Mm-hmm.
And so the things that ended, you know, that really mattered to me were women, women's education, social justice.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't exactly grow up in a family that was social justice oriented. A lot of this came from attending this all women's college.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, it's so funny to think about just how much that changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
I had specifically two professors three professors that really changed that trajectory for me. And I didn't realize this
mm-hmm.
until much later.
Mm-hmm.
But I grew up in a Christian home.
Mm-hmm.
But the Christian home, and it wasn't so much the Christian home, the Christian
denomination that my parents were members of really didn't allow women to minister in, mm-hmm. in many capacities at all.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I'm aware, it's probably still like that in so many cases.
Mm-hmm.
And I had friends who'd been called, I was not specifically called into ministry, but I had friends who had been called into ministry mm-hmm. and thus had to change denominations. And there's like that whole, what's going on in your head and what right. have I been taught my whole life
right.
and a whole faith shift.
Mm-hmm.
And I had three professors that really kind of helped in that, and they didn't know they were helping in that.
Mm-hmm.
One was my women's history professor.
Mm-hmm.
One was, that was Dr. Melissa Walker.
Mm-hmm.
One was Dr. Jeff Pavorty, who was the most wonderful Jewish man I've ever met in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And the other was Dr. Byron McCain, a former Christian minister turned professor and religious scholar.
Okay.
So I had this set of people who were helping this path. And it's just funny how you go back to that.
Yes.
And so coming out, having the almost two-year-old and really reading, doing a lot of soul searching and reading about God and my faith and what all of that really meant and pulling from different sources that I might not have pulled from in the past,
mm-hmm.
Discovering authors like Rachel Held Evans or Sarah Bessie yes. or Father Richard Rohr.
Mm-hmm.
Really all changed the trajectory of how I thought about faith and how mm-hmm. I thought about God.
Mm-hmm.
And by no means is my podcast specifically faith-driven,
mm-hmm.
but you can see faith spread throughout
yes.
it. Does that make
yes.
sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So putting the podcast together, it was just a very simple thought in my head that there are everyday extraordinary women out there doing amazing things.
Yes.
Who aren't necessarily sharing what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
Who don't think that they're doing enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, I love Oprah and Ellen. Oprah, if you're listening, call me. I'll just do that.
I love it.
But it's really your next door neighbor. It's
mm-hmm.
your cousin. Carla,
yes.
it's you.
Oh,
it's
that's
people
sweet.
Doing their everyday extraordinary things, sharing their talents, mm-hmm. sharing their gifts,
mm-hmm.
whatever that looks like, and making this world a better place.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you can find women doing that everywhere.
Yes.
You can find women doing that in their home.
Yes.
You can find women doing that outside the home.
Yes.
So that's where a lot of this came from. As I saw it, and then I saw women saying, doing these extraordinary things, and then saying, I'm not doing enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, and then I still find myself doing it
yes,
sometimes.
Yes, yes,
yes. Mm-hmm. I'm prepping for the fall for the mm-hmm. podcast, and it's mm-hmm. like, gosh, I am really just not doing enough
mm-hmm.
with this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind yeah. of how it all kind of came to be and how it started, and that's where we are.
Susan, that's so good. So, I mean, literally, yes. So you are hitting, I'm sure, about 95% of women, like, you're getting us. So there are so many things that we do. I say all the time, we wear so many hats. And we're happy to do that. And we're excited to do that. And like you said, we are so blessed to be able to do so many different things. We're blessed when we're able to take 2 years off, have children,
Absolutely.
Reassess, get back into it. Such a blessing. But we just have to get to the place where we're easier on ourselves, where we give ourselves credit for the work that we are doing, where we see value in the work that you are doing. Because wherever you are, if you decide not to get back into the workforce and you are training your children, what a crazy job. I mean, that is a job.
Yeah.
You know, in its own. That is a job. And you need to give yourself credit for that and seek out things like this. Seek out things like How She Got Here and Every Heart, Every Woman Radio. Play these to yourselves and get inspiration and say, okay, I am doing well. Like, I am doing my part in the earth. I am glorifying God with my gifts. I'm good. I'm doing enough. I'm doing enough. I am enough. And I love that even in how she got here, you say, find yourself extraordinary. Is that how you say it?
Find your extraordinary. Yeah.
Find your extraordinary here. I love that because, you know, you're not seeking out, like you said, you know, the glitz and the glam person. You're seeking out the person who is flying under the radar, who is doing amazing things, and that person needs to be applauded. That person,
sure,
you know what they're and also everyone who hears that person's story will be inspired.
Yeah,
you know,
well, and I even think some of the women that I've talked to, I mean, even since I've interviewed them, was a woman that I grew up with. She grew up in a different country. Her parents were missionaries. Mm-hmm. She came back to the States, so she has a true heart for immigration. Mm-hmm. A year ago, I talked to her about some things going on down at the border, and you know, a year later, here we are, and she's running for office for city council. So it's like,
that's wonderful.
You see people who presume who have made it, who are doing big things in their community, and you just presume that's where they've always been.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see the 10 years leading up to that took her from here to here. So in some ways, I feel like I'm catching people in the middle ground, not at the beginning, mm-hmm. some at the beginning, but in the middle ground, and they're on their way to finding to becoming whatever they were meant to become.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you have to start somewhere.
Right.
And you have to start.
Yeah.
And that was something that was very hard for me. I don't know if you guys talk about the Enneagram at all on here.
Oh, yeah, we have before, yes.
I'm not a wizard at the Enneagram, but mm-hmm. I know I am a one.
Okay.
So analysis paralysis is a huge problem for me.
Yes.
I want everything to be perfect before it starts, mm-hmm. probably why I had a little hang up at the beginning of this interview, because I overthink everything mm-hmm. all the time. It's mm-hmm. just what I do. And so just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
I will never forget Vicky, who helped launch my podcast, who helped launch my website.
Mm-hmm.
I had several that were already in the hopper ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't know. I don't know if I can really do this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, Susan, we literally just have to hit a button.
Mm-hmm.
It's ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I needed her to tell me that.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. When you feel a nudge of something and when you feel a call and when you feel, I call that working into your passion is what I've learned. When
you feel that,
yeah, go ahead and try and start. I talked to a lady that we did a Every Heart, Every Woman. We got together with another women's organization and we did like a one day, conference, you know, for some women who were coming out of addiction and they were working themselves back into society, which is right there. You're already at a disadvantage. What a difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
But we applaud you for working in that direction and taking those steps. And she said, you know what? The only thing I keep thinking is I really like to cook. And I know that there are young women who don't know how to cook. They didn't learn when they were growing up, but they're married or thinking about getting married.
Yeah.
They want to get married, you know, and they want to know how to cook before they take that step. That's one of the things that they want to learn. And she said, I just keep thinking about it. And I told her, stop thinking about it. You know, figure out something.
You got to do it.
And I told her, I said, even if it's on YouTube, even if you set your phone up and cook and explain and then put it out there on YouTube and social media, you know, figure out a way to do it. Stop thinking about it.
Yep.
Just do it. I don't know the perfect way. I don't know the perfect way.
That's so funny coming from you. You always look like you have everything sewed together.
I have nothing together. I hang around smart people.
Hey,
you know?
I get that. Yes.
I have a lot of smart people come on my podcast that make me look real good.
Yeah. Hang around smart people. You look smart.
Well, and you'll pick up a thing or two as well. You'll pick up a thing or two for sure.
Yes, yes. So I love that. So we really want to encourage women who are listening today. Go ahead. When you feel a call and when you feel that nudge and when you feel like this is my passion, just go ahead and figure out, you know, how to do it. We said for months when we started Every Heart, Every Woman Radio. So I'm a worship leader. So
yeah,
that I've done since I was two. You know, my mom would catch me on the fireplace. I tell this story all the time because I'm short. I'm 4'11 and a half. Don't forget my half ever. I'm 4'11 and a half. So that's how short I am. When I was little, I was like a tiny, teeny, tiny, little, skinny little thing.
That's adorable.
But I would get up on the fireplace to sing and to worship. And my mom always knew I was going to be what I am today. Like I always just naturally did it. But I wasn't supposed to get on the fireplace because it was brick. I could barely get up, but I would fall off. I could not get off. My legs weren't long enough to get down. So I would fall off and, you know, gash my head in, and she would have to, oh my goodness, she had to stay on top of me to get me to stop doing that. So I've been doing that all my life. When the Lord said radio show, I know nothing about it.
Right.
Like literally, I know nothing about it. But you meet with people, you talk to people, you start learning what you don't know. And like you said, everyone's got to start somewhere.
Yep.
And so for so many months, we would say, yeah, we don't know what we're doing, but we're just doing the radio show. And then one of the guests said, I think you need to stop saying you don't know what you're doing because you're in the middle of doing it, meaning you do know what you're doing. So just stop saying that and just do it. Just keep going. Yeah.
Yeah, and one of the pictures that I have on my Instagram, I think it's on my Instagram feed, mm-hmm. is literally the very first recording studio I had.
Yeah.
Was a tiny coat closet in my house.
Love it.
And all I had to have was a computer.
Mm-hmm.
I went ahead and got an external mic, but really mm-hmm. you could even use the microphone that you have
yes.
in your computer.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
The world is your oyster
yes.
with this type of thing.
Yes.
Whatever,
yes.
if you have something to say, there is a place, there is a platform
yes.
for that.
Yes, yes.
But in creating this platform for other women, you know, I really just wanted to encourage, inspire, and empower other women
mm-hmm.
to go out and figure out what their thing is. I
mm-hmm.
think we're afraid to do that
mm-hmm.
sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't want other women to not do something out of fear.
Right. Right. Oh, my goodness.
You know, I'll go back to something you said earlier about, I don't know what we were talking about, but it was something along the lines of, it made me think of not celebrating it and not
mm-hmm.
recognizing what
mm-hmm.
we were already doing.
Mm-hmm.
I used to run marathons.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided one time that I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. I was going to train to qualify for Boston. Now,
Ooh.
That is the only marathon you still have to qualify for in the United States,
okay.
like on a certain level. I didn't
yeah.
want to run for charity. No, nothing wrong with running for charity at all. I've run for charity before. Please don't send me emails about that.
Right.
But I wanted to qualify for this race. And I was doing really, really well. I was working really, really hard. And I wasn't recognizing the accomplishments along the way.
Yes, yes.
And I put too much faith in a running coach that was much younger than me, that had never had a baby before, that didn't understand coming back from pregnancy and
mm-hmm,
all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those things. I burned out, and I just stopped.
Hmm.
I just quit.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until 2 years later. And it was going through packing up some stuff for a move and working on the podcast and thinking through some things.
Mm-hmm.
I went back to a box that I had put all of these medals in that I had won.
Mm-hmm.
And I was winning a few local races here and there, be it in my age group or whatever.
Wow.
And I didn't even realize
mm-hmm.
that I had done that.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I just saw the mm-hmm. long goal
mm-hmm.
and I didn't see the intermediates.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so upset with myself.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Because I realized I hadn't celebrated the accomplishments along the way.
Right.
So when you said that, I was like, yes, celebrate those intermediary steps.
Absolutely.
Do the small stuff.
Yeah. That is wonderful. So let's take a break for a minute, and we're going to get right back into it with Susan Burns Long in just a minute. We'll be right back.
Every heart, every woman. Every heart, every woman. Every heart, every woman.
You're listening to Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome back to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host. We are having a great conversation with Susan Burns Long from How She Got Here. And Susan, I'm enjoying this conversation so very much.
I am having a ball.
So we have been actually trying to get together and do this conversation for a while, maybe over a year, which I discovered.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, isn't that funny? Yeah.
We're not busy.
So much going on. So I'm so excited that you're here, and I'll be on your podcast anytime. So you just tell me.
Oh, we're working that out now. Yes, ma'am.
Just tell me, just let me know, and I'd love to do it. I truly love, you know, the art of inspiring women. I just think we need it. I think church is so needed. In those days in between church, you need other things that will help you with your thought life. I am very big on your thought life. And I say all the time that is my biggest struggle. When I wake up in the morning, even before I open my eyes, because I'm the kind of person that kind of wakes up but my eyes are still closed, I start thinking about what can go wrong in the day. And I have to catch myself and say, why in the world would you start your day thinking negatively?
Yeah.
You know, start, you know, with something positive. Start with prayer. Start with worship. Start thanking God. You can do that while your eyes are closed. Start thanking God,
number one,
you know? So I think we need these things. I think we need How She Got Here. I think we truly do need it, because we need things that we are playing to ourselves, that we're taking into our brains and taking into our heart, that inspire us. And I also think we need things that it's okay when our kids are in the car and when our kids are playing in the room, that what we're listening to can help them as well. That it's not something that we have to, okay, let me turn mommy's stuff down, you know?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Even when they're there, you know, we can listen, you know, we can listen to the things that are inspiring us, and it's also helping them.
Absolutely.
So I applaud you for doing your podcast, and I want everybody to know about it. And so you're on social media.
Yes.
Yeah. So everybody can find you on social media. You also have a website.
Yes, ma'am.
And so everybody can get in contact with you there. And your podcasts, they are, tell us where you load your podcasts.
You can find How She Got Here on pretty much any podcast platform, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play. I'm pretty sure it's on all of them.
Everywhere. Okay.
At this point. If you can't find it for whatever reason, do not hesitate to shoot me an email, but you can definitely find it on the website, howshegotheretotalk.com.
Right. So tell us about some of the women that you've met, because I know you have all kinds of stories. When I started doing this radio show, I thought there are fabulous women behind every rock, under every rock,
ma'am.
Behind every corner. They're everywhere, honestly.
Yes.
So tell us about some of the women that just really stick out to you in your mind and that just have stories that you've enjoyed sharing.
Well, first, you hit on something really, really important. You know, I get asked all the time, where do you find your guests?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I walked outside.
Right.
Literally. Women doing fabulous, amazing things mm-hmm. are everywhere.
Right.
We just don't talk about ourselves.
Right. Right. Right.
It's on us sometimes.
Yes.
Anyway, that's a whole other soapbox. But some of the ones that have really, really touched me in profound ways, one was my cousin who mm-hmm. did it on accident.
Okay.
In fact, she resisted it for the longest time. She started, so first of all, she adopted two children okay. from overseas.
Okay.
Who had learning challenges of their own, but also physical challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And going through things like the IDEA, mm-hmm. Which is all of these things that like are through the education system and whatever. Mm-hmm. You have to mm-hmm. go in when your child has certain learning challenges. You have to go in and you have to find or work through those things. Mm-hmm. I haven't hit school years yet, so sorry if I'm messing up what I'm saying. but so because of this, because of having a child who came over to this country who didn't speak English,
mm-hmm.
Who had learning challenges, who had physical challenges,
mm-hmm.
She ended up accidentally creating this platform for parents of adopted children to come and figure out how to work through those issues
wow.
with dealing with the school system. It's called PALS.
Okay.
Parents – now I'm going to mess it up.
Right.
But it's called PALS, and that was one that just really inspired me because she went and did all of this research
mm-hmm.
On her own. And then her thought process was, well, I don't want to create a nonprofit, but how selfish is it of me to have done all of this work
mm-hmm.
and then
mm-hmm.
not share it
and
with
not
others?
Share it. Mm-hmm.
And I thought not everybody would have that thought.
Mm-hmm.
And so she lives in Tennessee. She has gotten involved, crazy enough, with the legislature there to help families and children who are going through this.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that they really worked on through the Tennessee legislature was not figuring out a way to make paddling children illegal in the legislature there. And I don't know if it went through all the way, but I don't think that they can do it there now with kids
mm-hmm.
who have learning challenges
mm-hmm.
or physical
mm-hmm.
challenges.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's gotten big enough now where if she has a New York Times reporter who will call her to say, hey, this is happening. What do you think about this?
Yeah,
and I'm
nice.
Like, you weren't doing this when I first started talking to you, but that's really cool.
Right.
And it came from a place where as a mom, she saw she had a need. She took care of her own kids, and then she went out and helped others.
Right.
Another one is here locally in Dallas, Brittany Underwood,
mm-hmm.
Who started ECOLA.
Mm-hmm.
She was a student at SMU, and I won't tell her whole story. That's her story to tell. But ended up going to Africa, working with women in Uganda, and creating a jewelry line, high-end
nice.
And not as high-end, so mm-hmm. anybody can purchase this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Dealing with things like making sure women have a living wage
right.
in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
And we were talking, I can't remember if it was,
yeah.
it was on the podcast, it was on the radio show a minute ago, women who are coming out of incarceration
mm-hmm.
who
mm-hmm.
can't necessarily find a job anywhere
mm-hmm.
else. And then it's, you know, it's a friend of mine from college who was kind enough to come on the podcast who is a family therapist, but she's also an artist,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
mm-hmm.
she's doing that in her home, and her family sees her doing that.
Hmm.
So it's not always – sometimes it's bigger things.
Yes.
And sometimes it's, you know, this is something that's near and dear to my heart, so I'm going to share my creativity.
Right,
right. And see where that takes me.
Right, right, right.
So those are some of my favorites.
That – I mean – you know what? And that just goes to show, I think you just proved your point that you said at the beginning of the radio show, that you have to value what you're doing. You have to see
yeah.
value in it, and you have to see how you can share it with, you know, with other women. because I really believe, as Christians, you and I are both Christians, I really believe as Christians that it is our responsibility to reproduce ourselves. So whatever you know, figure out how you can share it, even if you don't do anything besides put together groups of women and go to lunch and you all just talk and just share information. That is reproducing yourselves. Figure out how to share what you're doing with other people so that, you know, maybe their walk in life won't be as difficult, you know.
Absolutely. One of my favorite quotes, and I have no idea who said this. It was on an Instagram thing that I found one time. Mm-hmm. And it said, girls compete, women empower. That's what it was. Yes. Girls compete, women empower.
Yes.
And I never had really thought about it that way. Mm-hmm. But you're right. It's our job to go out there and inspire and empower and encourage other women mm-hmm. to go out there and figure out what their thing is. Mm-hmm. If I could make the world a better place, if to me, like, I'm a one on the Enneagram, if I haven't said it already, mm-hmm. perfectionism is like, it's not always healthy. But if I could perfect the world, somehow I would create this true idea of sisterhood. Mm-hmm. And I just really mm-hmm. wish, that's my goal sometimes, is mm-hmm. like, how do I figure out how to get us to see that we're all connected? Mm-hmm. Even God says that, right?
Yes.
We're
yes.
all connected. We're we are. All related.
We are. We're his children.
I mean, and so it's our job to take care of each other.
Yes.
And sometimes I think it's so easy to forget that in the day-to-day, in the social media world, mm-hmm. in the fear of missing out world. Mm-hmm. We forget how important it is to support each other.
Yes, yes.
And we just end up competing with each other. Right. And it's just not, it's not good for us and it's not good for them. It's not good for anybody.
It is not. And the Lord gave each and every one of us kind of a different spin, you know, because you and I, what we're doing is similar. That's why I was like, you have got to be on the radio show. We have a lot of crossover in what we're doing, but also it's still from different perspectives. There's no reason to compete. The world needs it all. The Lord wants it all.
Yeah.
You know, the Lord can do whatever he wants to do, but he's chosen us, and we are the most hard-headed people he could ever choose.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He has chosen us, and it's our responsibility to, you know, bring each other along, help each other, encourage each other, inspire each other.
And something, I can't remember if it was Jen Hatmaker or Shauna Nequa said one time, but it's always stuck with me, that one of them was writing at some point, and they thought, well, this book has already been written. Why would I write? Why mm-hmm. would I do this? Mm-hmm. And whichever one of them it was said something along the lines of, if that has been put in your heart, mm-hmm. then you're going to say it. You're not all going to say it the same way. Mm-hmm. And there's room on that. Now, they're writers, so there's room on that bookshelf
right.
for anybody.
Right, right, right. Amen. That's just it.
Yeah.
That's just it. So I would like to know, I know that all of the women listening who are one on the Enneagram, so I'm not a one on the Enneagram. I'm the, I can't remember, seven maybe? I can't
the enthusiast.
Remember. I think that's what I am. I'll have to look it up, and if I'm not the enthusiast, I'll
I
have to look it
Jenny
up.
I blame Jenny Miss Lynn.
Because we're all thinking through these.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So in your daily life, so you're a one, how do you function? How do you move past perfectionism? How do you, because I think you're very chill for a one. You're probably like, I am not chill at all. But I'm
Ask
surprised.
My husband, tell my husband you think I'm chill. Please.
I will. Next time I see him, I'll give him a lesson. I think Susan is very chill for being a one.
For the record. No. So when I really first started looking at the Enneagram and diving into it, you know, Suzanne and Suzanne wrote the book.
Yes.
What is it? I can't remember
the Suzanne Stabile.
Stabile wrote mm-hmm. the book. Mm-hmm. One of the books. Mm-hmm. Richard Rohr wrote another book long time ago. And so I was really working through these numbers, and I was probably down to a few different ones. Mm-hmm. But there came a point where something about the ones, we have an inner critic that's yes. always talking in the back of our head.
Right.
And my inner critic has a name. I know whose voice that is. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of those things. It's hard to shut her up.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that I learned is I can't do that. But I can tell her to sit in the back seat of the car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's always going to be with me. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that voice can be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to learn how to make it helpful for you
mm-hmm.
versus prevent you from doing what you're anything. Supposed to be doing.
Right.
Anything. Mm-hmm. Yes, anything. Mm-hmm. It's really funny. People will often say, oh, you're not a perfectionist because your house isn't like clean top to bottom. And it's like, well, no, I have an almost 5-year-old, so that's not going to happen.
Right.
But there are different types of perfectionism.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to what I do or what I say or overthinking a problem
mm-hmm.
or working on a checklist, it's silly stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, people say it's hard being a one. I don't know what it's like being any other number. But one thing that I really realized when I knew I was a one is I said, I really want to be an eight.
Okay.
And I thought, because eights are leaders. Eights are women I put on a pedestal. Anytime mm-hmm. I realize somebody, it's something I didn't realize until later, right? And I was like, oh, they're eights. And I put them on a pedestal. I was like,
mm-hmm.
I can fix that. I can change it. I can become that. And then I went... Yep, I'm definitely a one. It's a true story.
Yeah. Yeah, so you know what? I think you said, I don't know, answered the billion-dollar question with that. I can't shut that person up, but
yeah.
I can bait the person sitting in the back seat.
Yeah.
I love it. I think that's the billion-dollar question right there. I do that when I'm healthy at doing that. I have to always yeah. say that I'm not 100% at it. I've already said I wake up and I already start with the negativity before I open my eyes. That is my natural bent, if you will. But when I'm good at doing that is when I'm studying scripture enough.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's coming to my mind first. And that other critic is in the back seat.
Yeah. Something that's really helped me with that, it's funny you said scripture. Not funny, but
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah.
I've really started, Father Richard Rohr talks a lot about contemplative prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
so I have really.
So does Susan.
It's really mm-hmm. hard. Suzanne. Mm-hmm. It's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I have really started trying to work on that. More mm-hmm. from a not asking for the list of things that I want,
mm-hmm.
but really trying to listen more
yes.
and see God in things,
yes.
which has been challenging because that's not how I grew up. You know, it's mm-hmm. like you pray and you ask for whatever it is that you need. And there's nothing wrong with doing that,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
also just sitting and listening and trying to hear God.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that easiest outside. I do it on a walk, you know, by the lake or sitting on my back patio listening
mm-hmm.
to the birds.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds so simple, but when I actually sit and try to be still and do nothing but listen, that voice in my head,
mm-hmm.
there she is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, be quiet. I'm just trying to sit here and be.
But, you know, with the contemplative prayer, it's good because it's you're not supposed to, like, shame yourself. You're
right.
supposed to know that, yes, your brain is going to kick in and it's going to
yeah.
start saying stuff and it's going to start talking about dinner or,
everything else
you know,
I got to do today.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that that Joe Stabile, it was, you know, that taught us to say, okay, I see that thought. Now I'm letting it go.
Yeah.
Now I'm going back.
Yeah.
You know. And so don't, like, get too hard on yourself knowing that everyone has, every number on the Enneagram is going to have trouble sitting down and listening.
Sure.
But also it helps us be healthy when we're doing it. So it's just like working out. Just do it.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just do it.
It's a mental workout.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, So I was going to say about your Instagram, because yes. I think everyone should go to your Instagram. So I know, I asked you, who does your Instagram posts? And you're like, I do. But I think it's so good. The thing that I like about it is, number one, it's diverse. So you have all different types of women on your Instagram. And I love it because that just means it's approachable. So if you're a woman, you can approach this Instagram.
I appreciate
just,
that.
You know, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just follow it and take it in. I love your posts. And so I follow you myself. I don't follow everybody. I was like, did I just say that?
I will take that as a big honor.
No, I really do like what you're doing on Instagram.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, so and I think it really is inspirational. And also I think you go along with, you know, what's going on in life and what's going on in current events and issues, and you're not afraid to post about it, which is good. She's like, oh goodness.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm not afraid. You know, I think you have to be careful. And I think on social media in general these days, no matter if you have a podcast or if you are just a person on social media, you just have to be careful with where you get your news and how you get your news.
Right,
and,
right. Absolutely.
So I try to be very diligent about how much and where. I'm not catching the latest, like, news cycle of the craziness going on. But if there's something that touches my heart, absolutely,
yes,
I'm talking about it.
Yes.
With everything happening on our southern border, we live in Texas.
Right.
That's my backyard.
Right. We better be
That matters
informed.
To me.
Yes.
So when
yes.
I see churches in Dallas jumping on board and willing to help people who need it, then I'm going to post about that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. 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 That's good. That's good. So I definitely think women should follow you on Instagram. And one thing that I noticed on here that you recently partnered with
Dallas Women's Foundation.
Yes.
Yeah. Or Texas yes. Women's Foundation.
Texas Women's
Foundation. I keep messing
Foundation.
That up.
Yes.
Well, they changed their name. It's the Texas Women's Foundation.
Okay. And so I know that our time is wrapping up, but we have a couple of minutes. But just let us know what you were able to do with them.
Yeah, I sit on one of their committees, and it's called the 19th Society. And it's just a great organization out there doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those organizations, unlike, I love the Junior League, I'm also a member there. But unlike the Junior League, it's a foundation. So if you don't have the time to commit to volunteer hours, then you can write a check.
Okay.
And we did a live episode with them at the house back in March to celebrate the 1 year anniversary of the podcast. You can go online and find that episode. And yeah, just sat down and talked with some of those women, because that is another organization. If you're in Dallas or Texas and you're looking for inspirational women right next door, that is a great place to start.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. So do you have any other things coming up that you want us to make sure that we keep kind of on our brains and keep looking out for?
You know, with the fall getting started, we're just really starting to start that lineup.
Yes.
And I'm really excited about it, but I'm not sharing anything yet.
Okay. All right. So we have to stay tuned. We have to stay tuned. And also, I will say that people can go, women can go to your website.
That's right.
And you can just sign in another woman to be on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. If you have somebody who you think needs to be on our podcast, there's a little form there for you to fill out. And
yes.
That'll shoot me an email. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And if you want to do it, don't hesitate to not put yourself in there. Yeah, do it.
Yes, how she got here. That is wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Susan, for being here. I so appreciate it.
This was so much fun.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. We try to have a good time with our conversation here. Well, everyone, our radio show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Go to loveministriesbuilds.org to get all of the great information about Love Ministries. Our website is ehewradio.com. Follow us on social media at ehewradio. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host. I will see you back here next week. Every heart.